Hey, Taylor, what's happening, bro?
Hey, Dawson. I'm currently in the midst of a really nasty fuel porn addiction that I've been looking at it for years, over a decade, and it's not really until the last 3 years that God has been gracious enough to open my eyes so that I can see, you know, what it is. And it seems like the more I struggle, you know, the harder I fall. And I know where this road's going, and I'm really kind of breaking off in the direction I really don't.
Where is the road going?
Long story short, you could say if I keep going where I'm going, I'm going to end up in prison. And that's why I'm so desperate to...
Why do you say that? Why would you say that?
Because I've been looking at it for so long, I'm so desensitized that, like I said, I'm beginning to look at things, or I'm in that direction where I'm looking at things I shouldn't. And I've been getting professional help from a psychologist. And this last couple weeks, I've come to realize that the problem I have is, I'd be lying to myself if I didn't say this, but I like porn, but I hate the effects of porn, but I love God. I mean, you can't.
Yeah, the very thing that I love.
Master.
Yeah, the very thing that I love is killing me, right?
Yes, and that's absolutely correct. And I know what I want God, hands down, and I know that porn and God isn't compatible. It's a no-brainer, and I've been addicted to it for so many years, and it's so hard for me to break free. And I guess you could say at this point, I guess I'm almost making excuses. You know, I have all of this. I have mental illness as well, so I've had therapy. I have all the skills, if you will, that I need, and I don't use them, and I can't figure out why.
Well, a couple of things. You sound like, did I hear you talk about God in the middle of all this?
Absolutely.
All right, God means something to you.
Oh, absolutely, sir. It's about relationship for me. I don't care about religion. It's about my relationship and how, you know, how I communicate with him.
Well, first of all, I want you to calm down. I know you're in the middle of a battle, and that's a good thing. If you weren't in the middle of the battle, you'd just, who cares? All the porn I want, and who cares? See, you wouldn't want to be, right? The
yes.
fact that you are in a battle, and you know you're in a battle, and you're fighting to get free from the bondage shows, and that's good news. If you didn't have that, we'd have nothing to talk about but see you in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to encourage you a little bit here. That's all good, and it's good. It's from God. I'll give you one bit of insight here that I think can help you. Since you're talking about believing in God, you can't lust after a woman and pray for her at the same time.
Absolutely. That's why.
Right. So when you fall off the wagon, if you do, and you're back looking at all this trash, pray for every girl because she's a victim. Almost all of them have been sexually abused. In fact, they're being abused even as you watch them.
And that's what kills me, is I know it.
Well, so start praying when you see him, and then walk
sure.
away. Also, you never what?
I'm sorry, I never thought of it that way, to pray for them. I guess I'm so focused on me and trying to get out.
Yeah, you're the victim. You're a victim too, but the more you watch and the more you get into it, the more you become the... You know, the one that comes after her, the monster.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Meanwhile, though, you got a counselor. That's good news. Does your pastor know about this?
No, I was going to church at one point, and I stopped. There's some churches I've always had trouble with because I see a lot of hypocrisy, but I guess in this instance, I'm no different.
That's true.
I'm human as well.
Yeah. We're all, in one way or another, hypocrites.
Absolutely.
You might want to get an accountability partner, too. So when the triggers start going off and you start getting tempted to get back to the porn, you can call him. And your pastor will find somebody for you who's been through the same thing. You can walk together with it. You're carrying too much of this alone. You're carrying it in the dark. You carry it alone in the dark. You're asking for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Couple thoughts.